All right.
Good morning. It's July 28th, 2017, Friday. This is a meeting of the Human Resources Committee. Mr. City Manager, would you please call the roll?
Okay, Councilmember Rossini is chair.
Present.
Mayor Nelson?
Here.
So members, both members are here.
There are no members of the public for public comment, so we'll just move beyond that. Discussion items. The approval of the minutes from May 5th, 2017 and July 7th of 2017 meetings. Has everybody had an opportunity to review these?
I'll move approval of the minutes.
I'll second that.
Okay, I assume that you're both affirmative?
Yes, yes. All in favor say aye.
Aye. And then next on the agenda is the city manager's goals and performance evaluation. What I have before me here is a document, a draft document to be looked at. This is entitled the Villa Park City Manager Evaluation Process. I have some red line strikeouts and some corrections on this document. Like to show these to our city manager. Okay. Brief explanation could be provided.
Yeah, there.
Okay. And these were brought forth from a number of different resources, including the League of Cities and other boards and districts, and through different resources to see, rather than reinvent the wheel, let's see what some established norms are that are out there, put our collective brains together so that we can provide at least a working document for council to take a look at and see if they would be in agreement with this.
Just for the record, the changes that were provided by the chair are non-substantive typically.
Correct.
They're typos or clarification. So I'll share those with the mayor.
Let me ask you, Steve, what did you think about it?
The only question I had, candidly, and I'm just going through the process.
Okay.
It has a page 3 of the process. It has a self-assessment report.
Yeah.
And then which I would be required a city manager form. And then it also has an input form that I required.
Yeah.
I was a little bit confused. But it says they're different reports.
Yeah.
So I didn't know if there was different content expected in them, you know, or they were duplicative in nature. If they're not duplicative, it'd make sense just to one.
No.
Say it's non-comprehensive. Here it is.
What it would be a self-assessment report, plus filling out the same form that the city, that the council people fill out.
Okay, but is there there wasn't a self-assessment.
No, that's form. Just no form.
Okay, that's why
just
I was
a narrative of your self-assessment.
Right. It might make sense to for the self-assessment form to amend that so it looks okay. Like just one document that we're submitting.
Oh, so to do
so the city manager just submits one document as opposed to two separate.
I think that's probably a very good idea. I mean, I understand the difference between having one and then having the other. We have the one document that the city council, in a sense, fills out. And then the other document is more of a blank slate where, yeah. Or a blank page where you write a, as a city manager, a review of what you've done well, perhaps what you could have done better, given the constraints financially and otherwise that have been put on you politically and otherwise, and then, you know, catastrophically through Mother Nature that have been put upon you. And the other one is more of a formatted version, and which you're, as I understand it,
I just don't want to duplicative
right.
forms.
Right, you would rather have redundant. One.
Or just one sort of a blank form, like you're saying, attached to that.
Right.
With the understanding this is what it is. I don't, you know, when you have two different forms submitted by the same person,
right.
Invariably, my suspicion is something gets confused or whatever. Right. So I just sort of have it, I submit one package that has two elements to it,
right.
If that makes sense.
Mr. Oh, so you just put another form in here that says self-evaluation form?
Yeah, just so it's for purposes of it's one document you receive that includes two elements. as opposed to two separate forms.
Okay.
Invariably, those things get lost, or somebody does it. I didn't get this, I got that.
So you'd have one form that says self-assessment form, and plus attachment of the input form.
Yeah. So in essence, it's the same stuff, but it's just there it is, and it's non-duplicative. So it's like, oh, it's clear that what you're getting is a comprehensive assessment.
No, I can do that.
I just think that might make it a little easier. I understand the intent, but then for future anyone else doing it down the road, they just do this and you're done.
Okay. I don't have a problem with that. Mr. Mayor, do you have any comments on that?
No, I can do that.
Okay.
But otherwise, what do you think about the process?
I think it's very fair and open, and that's great.
Well, stepping out of your role as the city manager now, but if you were, say, in a different role, and you were having another city manager, somebody who, 10 years, 15 years down the line is your replacement, can you think of anything that they might either like, object to, or want to modify so that we as a city can not only rely upon what went on well in the past with kind of prior iterations of other boards and or committees or cities or League of Cities format on this, and also what's good now, which obviously is incorporated in this, but thinking down the road, is there anything? Because I think it's important, though we do pay a heavy amount of respect for what's gone on in the past and what's going on now, but with some forward thinking on this. Anything else that you can think of?
I would think just when we have a schedule section, you might want to say put in a time frame for the city council to review the goals each year. Because we talk about the process in January for the evaluation, February, that begins actually in December. But we sort of say at each year, this year during the budget process or something, this is sort of establish when the goals will be reviewed by the council, because that's a key element of what they're measuring.
Well, in this process, if you look at the form, it has a form, has a suggested goals in the form.
Are you talking about a time frame though?
Well, it says the goals we set each year.
Yeah.
Right. So the evaluation, but I mean, I guess it is when do they get set every year? Is it part of the budget process? Is it part of the, because the evaluation is clear in December, you start filling out the paperwork and they go through and it outlines that. But we really don't say by June of every year, the council will have reviewed or just a statement to that effect. When do the goals, just for
we have a note.
Well, actually, the form has a suggested goals in it, and I would assume that when they do the evaluation, they would agree on the goals as well.
That's fine. We should memorialize that somewhere.
Okay. Right. All right. Maybe a no later than date.
Yeah. So if when they do the evaluation, they can set the goals for next year, if that's what you want. Okay. Whatever. But somewhere where we agree that the council says, here's where we're supposed to set the goals.
Okay.
Because otherwise you can have it open ended. It's like, oh yeah, we set the goals in November and December you didn't get accomplished.
Good.
It's just easy to, let's just get it documented and we're good.
I like that's a good term, memorialize. That's
I think you're right, Mayor. Whatever you want that to be, as part of the evaluation every year, we set goals for next year. That's great.
We'll pull that
and what
right
was
out.
The other one?
The other one was just combining the two forms.
Yeah, combine.
Those would be my only suggestions. Otherwise, I think it's a great process.
Oh, self-assessment.
I think it's fair. And very straightforward. I'm glad that we're putting something pen to paper about.
You can say memorialize.
Memorializing it. I guess I'm glad we're doing that to keep it to get it set up, because that's a good process to get something locked in.
And I set up so that we would do it on the February meeting, because that's the one that's just prior to your anniversary day.
It's great. I think it's wonderful. I think it's a great start.
But we could do it at year end though and do a change. But I thought that was the best.
No.
Whatever your preference, it's just in writing.
I can't think of any issues. I think as we get towards the year end, there's holiday stuff, there's a lot of activities, other stuff going on. I think having it at the anniversary
better
day,
do it in January and February.
Give a little bit of room.
And I had the Human Resource Committee starting the process by sending out the form to the City Council.
Right.
And the city attorney.
Attorney, because he says he has to be the one.
Right.
Although I don't see how it's a Brown Act.
For the record, just so I can get a check mark in my I was right box, did I say the city attorney? And Todd agreed with me?
Yes.
Okay, good. I'm just teasing.
And then I had the mayor summarizing everything.
Which I think is a great idea.
Providing the summary.
I think it's a great idea.
Because I would have had the mayor doing this. consolidation as well, but he said we can't do that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think the document that's been compilated is excellent. I think it's fair. I think it is befitting of any council now and moving forward. And I'm very thankful for all of the effort that you personally put into this. In my opinion, you put the lion's share of the effort into it. I want to thank our current city manager for, number one, all that he does each and every day, but also his input. And I think that this is the right step moving forward. So I'd be inclined, if so needed, a motion. I would make a motion to move this forward.
Well, I think that's the direction, how do you want to proceed forward with it? Assuming that with the changes or input that was provided as part of this, what happens next? What do you want to do?
Oh, well, after we make changes, I think we should take it to the council for approval.
Right.
Is there a target date for the council you want to get to?
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
There's no rush to get it done.
Okay.
Just before February. One thing on the goals, I was thinking maybe we should pull the goals setting out of here, because I'd like the goals to be set by the strategic plan. So maybe we should just put the goals part out of this, out of the form, and make it a separate process.
Well, except though, in here it even says that that's sort of one of the priorities, the goals are the priorities of the council.
Yeah,
and right. That's sort of the direction that the city manager's directed to go. Mm-hmm. The strategic plan and the form sort of perform a parallel assessment of, you know, that every year. So I don't see that as being conflicting.
Okay.
I see those as being compatible.
Right.
And just sort of one's on the personnel side and one's on the city side.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I don't see them, fundamentally, I don't see them different. They should be in sync.
Okay.
So you'll make the changes, Mayor.
Yeah.
Just thought you'll incorporate that, and then I will agendize it for once you've gotten it ready. I can agendize it.
Okay.
And we can move forward.
Okay. I didn't know if you guys wanted to, Mr. Mayor, if you wanted to make a motion to or have me make a motion to approve this pending those changes, or just bring it back another time. Is that what the plan is? Is that what your thoughts are?
Why don't we bring it back another time?
Okay.
Well, except they're non-substantive changes. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll make a motion to approve it with the changes.
Okay.
And then we'll take it to the council after that.
I'll second that.
Yeah. And unless you feel there's another need for review, I hate to pull you in. I mean, I don't think there's any disagreement on it itself.
Yes. I don't think so. I mean,
very minor suggestion changes.
We obviously heard some rhetoric at the last city council meeting, but it was obviously not on point. So I don't think there's really much more that we need to hash out on this. I think it just needs to go to the full city council for their input on this. Mm-hmm. And then when the time's right, then we roll it out and do the review, evaluation.
So a motion second, do you both agree? Is that what you're
saying?
Aye.
Okay.
And I don't believe there's any other business.
I do need some help with the form there. I couldn't get the lines in there.
If you just send it to me, I will get it formatted and it on the agenda.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So I will be happy to do it. Just if you want to make those changes and suggestions, and in the narrative part, and then I will format the
format the form. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll use whatever program we need to get that done.
I couldn't get it done.
Great.
No problem.
Well, then I guess we're here. We are adjourned.
So I just left it.
It is 9:20.